Happy NASA scientists celebrate their success as the Juno spacecraft enters orbit around Jupiter. It was a tricky maneuver.
This braking pulse had to be done correctly, had to be done at the right time, slowing the spacecraft down just enough to get it into the proper orbit.
Juno will circle Jupiter 37 times over the next 20 months. It will orbit the poles on a path designed to dodge Jupiter's radiation belts.
Jupiter has a very strong set of magnetic field lines that capture the sun's radiation and other cosmic radiation, and the spacecraft's going to have to fly through those magnetic fields.
7 scientific instruments will record and send back information about the gas giant's atmosphere and magnetosphere, all with special shielding for protection. Those instruments will begin streaming data soon. They were turned off so NASA scientists could focus on getting Juno into orbit.
It'll give us an idea of how much water, and therefore how much oxygen, is involved in the composition of the planet. It's going to give us some clues as to whether or not it has a rocky core.
But scientists will have to wait for data. Juno won't make a close approach to Jupiter with all its instruments on until August 27th. I'm Kim Hutcherson reporting.